After your previous vision in the stone, it looks more menacing than before. Every contour is covered in those circuit board lines. Though the professors have reassured you the stones are completely safe if used anywhere near the school, and that exterior changes in response to the mere viewing of a stone are impossible, that is not particularly reassuring. If there is no way for the stone to have physically changed due to your observation, the fact it looks different to you now must mean it has always looked this way. Dark obsidian with green lines of flashing light. But it did not look so remarkable to you at first. And as almost no one else has picked up and viewed this one that you've seen, certainly it is never in use when you arrive, it must not look so striking to them. These thoughts are all secondary to your picking up the stone, adopting a meditative posture, and staring into the light in its center, preparing to see the next vision in the sequence. The frosted interior wall of the stasis pod lets you see the blurry world outside. But caring much about what you see, even when the pods inside walls of the blood bank all shuffle, and you end up seeing into rooms, seeing scenes of orgiastic debauchery, caring much is more difficult. The inside of the pod feels so good. Focusing on anything is hard. The little darts of pleasure when the pod inserts another drop of the serum are hard, hard shots of lust that's been programmed to awaken in you. Not every donor in the pods gets the same mods, the same experience, the hypnotism, the flashing lights. You shiver, your augmented breasts shaking, your pussy moving on the inserting machining dildo. You shiver just thinking about their eyes, the creature's eyes when they look at you. They feel so good. It's so nice to get lost in those patterns. Patterns which, even now, as they do at random intervals, play from a special machine over the inside of the stasis pod walls. You see them, and you drool. Your body has only involuntary motions. The pod keeps you from moving with the serum. And with the throbbing, sometimes shocking pulse between your legs. There is a device suction cupped over your labia, over your clit, which can pull or induce a pressure-based tendril of force deep inside. It can touch anywhere. It touches randomly, but rarely enough to make you orgasm. So the endless, timeless stretches when you are not being summoned, not being used, are punctuated with edged arousal, a fuzzy brain from the apathy serum, and an awareness that you will sometime be called up and used. Menial service or sexual service. You'll be eager to obey, eager to do what you're told to. Because of the lights, the serum, and the way they make you want to come back. Again and again. Not that there's a choice. You're dialed up, ordered like room service or takeout. The complex, the station. You're inside the walls with hundreds of others. You try to assemble a thought, the will to look down. You wouldn't be able to see past your breasts anyway. Vibrations begin massaging around the outside of your pussy. It's like a wave this time. The device has hundreds of programs. Just when you think you know them all, you feel another one. You're wet. You're always wet. It keeps you at the exact right level of wet and ready. So you could be summoned out of your frosted glass stasis tube, with the device on your pussy letting go to reveal a perfectly hairless, smooth, yearning pussy at any time. The vibrations are invasive. They slide inside without really parting your lips, and when they're in there, they move around. This pattern completely ignores your clit. Years, decades, they have slipped by like seconds. But the vibration always happens at a time when your system is least out of it, most keenly in touch with the world. So you remember, pleasure is your fate. Dialed in, locked in. Thoughts slip away. You hear a giggle as the pleasure spreads, warm and floaty like butterflies, passive. Your clit isn't engaged, so you doubt this pattern will make you come. If your brain gets too active, it detects that and sends a pattern to make your thoughts disorganized again. Floating, thoughts popping, your pussy's excess moisture sucked away. But you're still slick enough. There's a faint slippery sound when your legs tremble. You're held up in the tube, held in a simple padded set of restraints, so you are unable to touch your pussy. Your huge nipples get erect. There are little pinching manipulators on them that sometimes get involved in the pattern. Only sometimes, though. Your nipples, after the modifications on longevity serum, have become a bit too much like your clit. The machine and the creatures would rather keep you on edge, so you'd do anything to stuff your pussy, your ass, your mouth, your lips, like your nips, like your clit. It's all wired in. You're so sensitive that you can enjoy anything. There was another time when the system was simpler. They just used their eyes, maybe some drugs. But now, it's so automated, and it feels so much better than ever before. It is hard to hate the tube. Always hard to hate the tube, because no matter how you may feel about it, the stasis tube is the source of constant orgasmic pleasure. Those with penises have it easy, because they're one and done. You can feel multiples, experience multiples, and your sexual function doesn't depend on your ability to come. You don't get soft. You just get hornier, more mentally disorganized, and more into it. They all know this, and they rig you up, set you up, suggest you up with their eyes and the auto-hypnotic system in the tubes. Yes, they make you do it for yourself. There it is. It's coming. You're going to come. Your clit, your nipples, together, singing. This is going to be a big one. And when you feel it coming, when you're sure it's about to happen, you steel yourself. You try to resist. I love this. This is the best place in the world. I feel so much pleasure. Your own voice coming out of your mouth, babbling, happy, like some kind of horny bimbo. The faster you get the words out, the sooner you're allowed to come. You have to say it over and over. Meanwhile, the vibrations, the little devices that torment your nipples, the plug against your butt, They all hold you right at edge, edging into the zone where thought is difficult in the first place. So your automatic impulsive response, the one the vampire's programmed into you, in your own voice, you say it. Because otherwise, all these devices will hold you on edge forever.
I love this. This is the best place in the world. I feel so much pleasure.
The words leave your mouth in a dazed dribble that must make sense to some microphone somewhere in the tube, because then it comes crashing down on you. Your modded body has more muscles, more strength than ever before, and this includes climaxing more powerfully. You almost, but of course, never quite do, manage to squirm out of your restraints. Not that you would want to. Coming. Your back breaks out in a sweat. Your brow as well. The long, shining, luxurious hair they sometimes clean up to show you off at events is disheveled and fallen. You are fallen. Fallen to the pleasure cascading waterfalls down your body. Your pussy clamps. So does your ass. And you know that after all their modifications, all their enhancements, your breast tissue is more like your clit than it is anything else, because shivers, orgasmic contractions, are coming from the perfect globes on your chest as well. Your whole body comes, and this includes your brain. You taste sweet juice on your tongue. Raspberry. Honey. It always becomes a full sensory thing. Your eyes are seeing colors, some of which you are certain you could just never name. Your body is a wreck after coming like this, and you moan the only part of the mantra you can make it through before the next vast shockwave tears it away.
I love this. I love this. I love this.
Over and over. And it is definitely, absolutely true. No part of you lies and says this is anything other than incredible. The tube keeps rewarding you when you say the words, drawing out the pleasure. You slur the words. You drool them, dribble them, manage to get them through the moans, the screams. Pussy spread and stuffed. Your ass is full. Your clitoris is being sucked. Your nipples, too. It's all one big clit. This whole body. Babbling those words makes the tube reward you with just a bit more pleasure. The extra functions make the butt plug vibrate and the pussy vibe touch the lips a little harder. Your whole breast gets massaged in circles. It is very hard to hate or dislike the tube when it makes you come like this. Leaves you constantly sexually satisfied, but just as quickly winds you up to want more. You do want more. If the tube offered you another one, if you would just say anything, agree to anything, do any one thing it might want, you would accept. You know you would obsess. The body is more powerful than the mind. And the evidence is that when your climax winds down, winding down, shivering when your leg muscles get firm and push against the shackles, when your hands clench and grab the convenient padded handles that you dig your nails into, grabbing them makes you come harder, having something to brace against. When you say the words, you feel so good. And it's hard to spend long disbelieving something you hear in your own voice all the time. You pump your hips, some of the small motion you're allowed, pumping on the toy. You're hungry for another. So good. And you'll be here, losing track of time, fading in and out, fading your mind in and out of the tube in this facility, until the creatures need you next. You feel the muscles of your fierce body. How ironic that you could push and lift, could move anything, do so many things. Humans of old, the original inmates of the vampires, they would never have imagined they would be so strong and yet so bound. Even if you could break out, could you do without the tube? You think of that sometimes. The new hunger, libido of your body, which you have been told has organs that produce pheromones and aphrodisiacs to keep you hungry like this. Could you ever do without the constant stimulation that this perfectly calibrated sex toy gives you? The big climaxes are memorable, notable. You can remember every one as your mind freezes, almost shatters, focuses, and fixates. But what about the small ones? Sometimes just your tits, sometimes just your clit, sometimes your whole butt shivering, working it, grinding it, shaking about. You must look incredibly erotic to anyone watching, and there are cameras in here. There is one creature who dialed you in particular up, and she made you watch yourself come. You remember being seated on her couch, watching as she forbade you from touching yourself. You had the energy to scoff at her at first, watching your own body come, the vacant look, hearing the mantras you're programmed to recite. The mantras which live in your mind and find their way out amid pleasure. You eventually did break down, sitting unstimulated. You begged. The things you did for her, and you loved all of them. The problem of the body, of the creatures, is how seductive everything is from the inside. Inside the tube, inside your head, inside this body, inside this facility, inside their rooms. Anything is permitted. Anything is doable, and there are no consequences anyway. At the end of every day, you will return to your tube and orgasm constantly. And only sometimes will you retain your original thought process. Only sometimes will you even know you are an inmate, instead of a guest at some kind of sexual satisfaction center. A place where all pleasure flows from, and which you have a strange symbiotic relationship with. They made you stronger. Even if you were free, you would live for hundreds of years. With the addition of the stasis tube, the pleasure table, you might just live forever. You squeeze down and groan as your orgasm gets that much closer. The more you think about your state, the more arousing the whole scenario is. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you set yourself off. A distant thud, the hiss of air. The tube is moving. It is moving very fast, but it barely feels like anything to you. You just know how fast because you know how large the complex truly is. You've been into enough rooms, been fucked with your face up against the glass, looking over a teeming city of pneumatic tubes and mag trains. It's huge, and you're off in the tube, with pleasure still tainting your thoughts and vision to some potentially distant part of it. Your tube settles into place with a clunk, and through the glass of the door you can see a room. It is a nice sleeping quarters. You spot a bedroom and a kitchen across the way. You try to focus on them because there is something rather closer to the tube that you are trying to keep from seeing, keep from fixating on. A woman with red, red lips, dappled or perhaps infused with blood. Her white fangs show even when her mouth is closed, poking out in front of her lips, curved and, you know from experience, hollow, capable of sucking your blood out and through into her system. They get stronger, and the taste of you excites them sexually. The sight of her excites you sexually. That's why you've been trying to look around her, look at the negative space. Even though the many candles lit in this place, the shades over parts of the window, the huge, comfortable bed with its silken covers, excites you too. There is nowhere to look to quiet down the urge in your body and the heat in your soul. The flame of it, between your legs and your clit and your powerfully interlinked nipples. Candlelight, mirroring the flame in your body, flickering, elusive, but making you feel warm all over, warm within, warm inside your brain, too. Because this is the only escape, the only quickening you experience. She is wearing sunglasses, you see. You don't know if she was wearing them when your tube arrived. But she is now, and you both thank her for that mercy and beg internally for them to come off so you can see the glowing eyes behind. You love that glow. You dream of that glow. You yearn for it in your tube, and if your arms were free, you would be masturbating to it all the time. You are unfrozen, falling forward into her arms. She grabs you and wraps her arms around you, close to her body, breathing in her scent. You smell the sweetness of some fruit liqueur in the air. Yes, you see it in the corner, a bottle. They can drink and eat, though they prefer your blood. The little technological ports in your neck spark and open, opened by her personal field, the area around her body which thrums with her influence. Nanomachines, bots inside your body, and implants which cause intense pleasure all add to the programming that is produced by her eyes. The implants inside of you and their intense reinforcement of your training does more to keep you wanting this. Wanting. There. Her breasts press against yours, and you have no ability to restrain the shivering delight. Her fangs slide into the metallic ports on your neck. Orgasm is instant, powerful, continuous and reigning over your mind and body. You are being drank from. There is a perilous romantic need, an intimacy in her drinking from you. Sustenance. They only get one token per day, to dial up a doll, and she chose you. You feel rewarded and cherished in the moment she drinks, and it is impossible to disentangle the pure pleasure and romantic kindness of being used in this way from the programming you have picked up over the years, decades. Impossible to know how long you've been here, as they have the power to be ageless, to keep you ageless, and to keep their world shaped just how you want it. Memories from too long ago are hazy, and you'd rather count orgasms instead of counting days or years. The porn they sometimes pump right into your brain keeps you from ever being bored when your mind surfaces from orgasmic euphoria. Yes, orgasm as it continues now. Orgasm for as long as her fangs are in the port on your neck, a port which gives out only a set amount of blood. These ports keep you completely safe, but the problem is that when you feel completely safe, your brain and body relax. When you feel completely safe, it is easy for the programming forcing you to a pleasurable height to activate. And you love it. Your pussy gushes, dribbling sexual fluids down your inner thighs. Your nipples stand up firm in the cool air, and she holds you tight, her mouth breathing hot over the ports, the very sensitive insides of which can only open in the presence of one of the creatures. She sucks, and you feel your life force being very minorly depleted. The euphoria, like floating, all the things you love about being drank from, and have loved every time in the past, will love every time in the future. But this orgiastic indulgence in the systems of your enhanced body being activated beyond their limits, where your massively muscled form can feel better than you ever could have before all the changes. This is just the beginning, and you know it. While you slump on her, your mouth hanging open and eyes shut tight, while you continue creaming yourself, coming mindlessly in her grasp, she loves it too, appreciating you with little moans and the lip-smacking sound of tasting you, your life force flowing out, but only a very safe amount, more than enough to fill her. She must be hungry, because she drinks it all in a short time, you grinding on her leg as you hump in the air. Your pussy is aflame with need, and you feel so empty inside as you come, coming from stimulation in an erogenous zone that normally wouldn't exist on a person. But the ports in your neck are every bit as much a part of your sexuality as your clit, your pussy, your rear entrance, which many of the creatures love to fuck with their strap-ons or plug while your pussy is used. Along with having your blood sucked out, you also have the most prominent craving for use. It's setting in, the servile, submissive state programmed into you. Once your switch is flicked, you start to want it, to want to kneel at her feet and mule helplessly and piteously, to do as commanded and indulge in whatever extremity she has planned. She's so beautiful. You feel that even without having gotten a good look at her, because her drinking from you is such a wonderful gift, a favor she's doing you, you want to follow and obey, want to enjoy her control. Coming, still coming, squeezing as deeply as you can inside your body, your overridden clitoris working your whole body around it. You just orbit your throbbing clit and the suckled ports on your neck, which she can easily command to open or close, to give or to confine. She isn't denying and drawing it out, as so many other vampires have. She hungers. The longer she sucks at your neck, the more powerful the orgasmic response grows. And she must be done drinking, because you don't feel the same sense of your energy being extracted anymore. But even with the safety valve there, she can keep you in the grips of orgasm by continuing to suck. None of them have ever done that before. And especially none have reached out between your legs and begun to massage your clitoris, finger your pussy, keep you locked in an orgasm with her fangs while adding external manual stimulation. Too much. It's too much. She holds you tight and sucks, sucking your thoughts out through these ports, pushing her own influence in through your pussy, your clit. You melt into her touch, and she keeps her fangs in the ports. The first orgasm has petered out, or so it seems. Your pulse is slow. She's still fingering you, holding you tight to her naked body. You taste pleasure and sweetness, and you squeeze on her fingers as best as your beleaguered internals may. She pulls her fangs out, though, which keeps you from starting another orgasm. Exhilaratingly, terrifyingly, you think you might have come if she'd kept going. You are resting against her, and she lifts you, effortless despite your enhanced and powerful muscles. Her effortless lift transitions into fingering you while you are laid across her shoulder, driving her fingers into your pussy. They're smaller than the inflating plug and probe, which are a part of your orgasmatron unit inside of the tube, but they're real and warm. They get very warm after they drink, these creatures. She drops you onto her soft bed, which has a nice towel laid out. You drip on it right away. Her fingers pop from your pussy, audibly squelching out. She keeps up her attentions upon you, and now she is closer, above you. Looking down, her eyes are closed. Oh, you can see her eyes. That means she removed her sunglasses at some point. The eyes open. Purple light permeates, fills the room. Or it seems that way. That glow coming from her eyes, filling your brain. That look, that controlling look, has been part of your life ever since you were first brought into this place. You can see yourself reflected in her violet-hued eyes, and the glow is filling you up. You smile. A blank, empty smile. And that's always how it starts. She fingers you more forcefully. If she were not meeting your gaze, you would be moaning, crying out. But you just keep smiling, absorbing the pleasure. Confined here inside your head with it echoing around, the pleasure bouncing around, trapped with the bouncing lust and the wet, hot feelings in you. You love it. You're happy to just keep feeling it as long as she wants, happy to take anything. Your mind has trouble knowing what to do with all the pleasure. Flooding, filling, permeating your whole body. Going to come, you know you're going to come. Not yet, she says. And then her fingers slide in and out. Three fingers. She reaches out and grabs your breast, pinching your nipple, rubbing down firmly, grabbing the springy flesh of your boob and pulling at it. You could come. You could come any time if she would let you. Purple light, restricting your nervous system, holding back your ability to do anything but twitch. Twitching naturally. Squeezing on her fingers, and she has stopped sucking, pulling her fangs away so there is no further source of the euphoric release you are feeling. Nothing to let you escape. Your enhanced body, so strong, so able to feel pleasure, so sensitive, used to getting release all the time. The tube so seldom denies you. The vampires so seldom stop. They enjoy seeing you come again and again. Optimized to come easily and often. Keeping your mind fuzzy and surrendering. With that being the case, this is an almost no experience. The experience of being unable to come. But outwardly, you're smiling while it happens, appreciating what she's doing to you, the way she's restraining your orgasm, the way you find it unable to get off, so you get more desperate. But her eyes make you want to smile blankly and let her finger you. You're drooling so much pussy juice onto her fingers. She pulls your face forward against her breast. You suck while drooling. She's giving you pleasure. Overloading you with her sexy form and her control over you in her hands. And though you've now broken eye contact, some of the purple light spills down into your field of view and you keep your eyes open to see it. You know your pupils are dilated. Your body is primed. She keeps fingering, and her command remains. Your body grows more sensitive each second you can see even a droplet of the controlling purple light from her beautiful eyes. You're conditioned for this. You love it. You willingly surrender to her guidance. Licking her nipples and switching from breast at light touches to your neck. You can't see her pussy. You can't take your eyes to any other place other than her tits in front of you, but you know she's turned on. From the way she's finger-fucking you harder, making your pussy sing. And if her eyes were not exerting their influence, you'd be screaming in pleasure, moaning. You'd be coming. Only the influence of her mesmerizing gaze can keep you on the edge, enjoying this place beyond the limit. Every finger fuck thrust into your sex adds to the feeling. The feeling so much you thought your body must burst. But you have room. Room to store more pleasure. All you need to do is put away thoughts. Delete everything except the pleasure of her fingers, your obedience to her commands, both stated and implied. Let her fill you up, fuck you up, bring you off, bring you under. You let it happen. You're tight, and you still find yourself unable to come. Your mind fades out, blank, empty. There is purple light, only the light and the feeling of her fucking your pussy. Maybe it is a toy she uses at some point. Between your legs, between your ears, there is little difference anymore after so much intensity. Inside your head, between your legs, fucking your pussy is fucking your head. And your head is wired in with purple light and deep control from her eyes. You love the way she takes control and turns you over on the bed. The feeling of sparking heat, hot wax perhaps across your back from those candles. She's stuffing your pussy, running her nails along your back. You want to come. Everything she does to you. That purple light still coating your brain the way it does for hours after one of them locks onto you. Everything she does to you is delightful. Sweat forming. Sobbing. Screaming delight. She lets you, eventually, lets you get it out. And you come. And come, hot and tight, gushing onto the towels she put down, crying out your thanks, your appreciation as your muscles work. And she has not even let you pleasure her. She does take your hand at one point and push it against her sex so you can feel that she is soaked. She will use you eventually, surely. And then you hear her tapping on one of the electronic terminals on the wall, and a second whoosh from the place where your status tube was. She is dialing in another participant for your play. Now you know it's going to be a long night. They're allowed to keep you as long as they want. You know that. So maybe she intends to drink from you again tomorrow, when your implant refills. You start shivering at the feeling of heat as the new participant in your threesome is shown you. You hear her taunting whoever just came out of the tube and the sound of drinking and coming from behind you. You drip and moan, making your lust known, making it clear and jealously yearning for a touch that you know will come eventually. And at her discretion, and that makes it hotter, makes you hotter. Another spark as more wax touches your skin, and you feel the human touch of another party. This is going to be a long night. The violet light comes back into view, and you know it is also mesmerizing to the other subject, other plaything. Other blood doll who has been brought into the room. Together, pleasure will consume you both before the light becomes too intense and your mind fades away into pussy, shivering surrender, you hear her say. Now, I am going to lay back, and you are going to fuck for me to watch. Unlike the verbal commands from before, this is instant and powerful. You reach back, grab your ass, spread your cheeks, push your butt up and back, allowing the other party to see every inch of you. You are ridiculously ready. And true to her word, the vampire is laying down, spreading her legs, bringing your face between them to let you lick your mind away, dosed only on a few droplets of referred light from above, as you feel something, perhaps a toy, lining up to your pussy, wielded by the figure behind you. And then the pleasure really gets going, and you are just an instrument, a toy, and it is just how it should be. Adding extra pleasure is the knowledge that when this is done, you'll be fantasizing about this in your tube for a very, very long time.